If we really believe that heaven and hell hangs in the balance, what else is there in this life? What else matters? It's not important what team our kid makes. It's not important how much money we make. It's not important what people think about us. All that matters is that heaven and hell hangs in the balance. And Jesus gave his life so that none should perish, but that all would find everlasting life. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Vision Weekend. I want to say hello to our church family in Bluffton. All of you who are watching live online through the website or the mobile app, and of course, all of our church family in correctional facilities across the state. Come on, church, let's put our hands together. Welcome each other today. If you haven't already, grab something to take some notes with. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of vision today, and I want to make sure you have the opportunity to jot it down as we study God's Word. I'm very excited to lay out the vision of all of what's happening from now to the end of the year and some of the things God has put in our hearts for the year to come. And I just want to warn you today, I have a lot of information for you. You're going to be drinking out of a fire hydrant. Take some notes, go back and watch the message over again, and you'll try and figure out exactly what I'm saying to you. All right, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible says, write down vision. Make sure it's really clear so that whoever reads it can run to tell others. We think it's important for us to pause from time to time, make sure we clarify the vision, make sure we're all running in the right direction, because our lives impact other people's lives for eternity. And we have to remember that. We want to pause in the middle of all these series that we do to grow ourselves spiritually and be reminded that we have a responsibility to grow others as well. Jesus has called us to reach the world for him. Here's our mission statement as a church. We exist to help you move on this spiritual journey from where you are to where God wants you to be. And it's a passion of ours to make sure that all of us are moving. Every one of us are on a different stage of the journey. What's most important is that you're taking your next step. And sometimes it's easy to get stagnant in the Christian life. We forget about the fact that we need to continue to grow to be more and more like Christ. Sometimes we just get tired. Sometimes we get busy with all the cares of this life or get distracted. And so I just want to bring our focus back to, hey, it's important for us to continue reaching others. And all of us have a role to play in that. There are steps for us to take. So I want to spend a couple of minutes sharing with you some things that you can be involved with from now till the end of the year. Some of our outreach events and things that are happening. And then I've got a vision message for you about influence and some of the ways that we feel our church and our church family can make a difference in our community and in our world. So we're going to start with our Thanksgiving outreach. A couple weeks ago, we packed 1,500 meals for people in the greater Indianapolis and Bluffton area, and the distribution is now upon us. Some of those sites have already taken place. I want to make sure you know that we still have Olson Farms in Bluffton here coming on the 16th and then Anderson on the 20th. Would love for you to be a part of giving out those meals. Some of you can put the meals in the cars. Others of you who are more outgoing can pray for the families, lead them to Christ. It's an amazing outreach ministry, and I promise it will energize you. Now is a great season to step outside of our comfort zone and our little world to see those that are hurting and to be reminded of how blessed we are and how much we can make an impact in the lives of others. It'll bring you incredible fulfillment, I promise. And then another tradition that we are bringing back is what we call random acts of kindness cards. We've done this every single year of our church except for last year because nobody touched anything for a while there. For a hot minute, you couldn't touch anything. Still, about half the community touches credit cards and about half doesn't. So I'm not real sure where we're landing on that, but we're just going to go for it because we think a little germ-infested business card could actually save someone's life. And so we're willing to take the risk in Jesus' name. So here's what this is. It's a business card that says a little something extra to show you that Jesus loves you. And what you do with this is you give it out as you do something kind for someone else. Could be something financial, like you can buy their drink behind you in line at Starbucks and give them this card. You can buy their meal at maybe a place where you're having a meal with your family and have the server give them this card. Or you can do a favor for someone, run an errand for someone, do something nice, buy a tank of gas, give them this card. And on the back is a QR code that will take them to our website. Or, of course, there's a website as well that just takes them to our church and tells them that Jesus loves them and invites them to a service. which haters always say, that's random acts of marketing. To which I say, of course, we are marketing the gospel. That's what we do. The local church is the hope of the world. The best thing that could possibly happen for them is not the tank of gas or the cup of coffee. It's that they find a life-giving local church where they give their lives to Jesus, find spiritual community, and begin to live beyond themselves. And so that's what these are all about. There are packets of four of them at the doors at all the campuses. You can grab yours today. And the goal is that every one of us give out four of them before you come to a Christmas Eve service. And if all of us do that, we'll have tens of thousands of acts of kindness. And they're not really all that random. We call them random, but what you'll find is that they're God-ordained, God-appointed moments where God causes you to intersect with the life of someone else who desperately needs a message of love from Jesus. And we've seen amazing things happen in those, and I'd love for you to be a part of it. Then next weekend, we have our Angel Tree Outreach. We direct our Angel Tree efforts towards the foster care community. So we are partnering with DCS and other local agencies to get lists from families on foster kids and those bio kids in the home as well of the toys that we can come alongside those families and purchase for Christmas to be a blessing to them. So next weekend, you'll be able to pick up a card that represents a child along with a shopping list. And of course, you can do multiple if you prefer. Our family always loves going shopping for the Angel Tree kids, reminding our kids to live beyond themselves, that this season isn't just about what you can get for yourself, but about what you can do for others. And we love to be a blessing to them. On December 11th and 12th, you can come for what we call our Winter Wonderland event. That's when we actually distribute the toys to those families. And so I want to get that on your radar so that we can be a blessing. Then the second weekend of the month, December 11th and 12th, that same weekend as the Winter Wonderland, we are going to have our annual vision offering. And what that is every year is our Christmas present to Jesus. He's the only person that has a birthday that we celebrate and give everybody else a gift. And so I think it's good to give him a gift as well. Excuse me. And the only thing that Jesus wants for his birthday is to find his lost kids. He wants us to promote the gospel. So everything we give on that weekend goes to advance those efforts. We don't use a dime for operations or staff or anything like that. What we do with it is we give a portion of it to local ministries that we're already partnering with so they can do special projects in their ministries. We partner with national ministries and international ministries that are reaching people with the gospel. And then we use it in our own capital projects and renovation projects that are helping us reach lost people. And I'll tell you about those in just a few moments. And so be praying, because the Bible says about giving that each person should give what they have decided in their heart, whatever the Lord leads you to do, not reluctantly or under pressure, because God loves a cheerful giver. And so I don't ever want you in your whole life to leave I-Town feeling like you got worked or manipulated to give. You should never get in the parking lot and be like, why did we just give away all of next year's vacations? Why did we do that? We can't buy our kids Christmas. We got all worked up. I don't know, the orphan, they just looked so needy and it just touched my heart. And now we did something we didn't expect to do. No, I don't ever want you to feel that way. I believe God can touch you as you pray as a family and lead you. And I think we ought to give sacrificially because it does advance the kingdom. And here's what God will do in that offering. He will greatly accelerate what he's trying to do in the vision of reaching people, but then it opens up your life for God to multiply the blessing back to you as you sow into the kingdom. We believe in those principles here at I-Town, and we know that you're going to be blessed in response. So be praying. It's a few weeks away. You got plenty of time, and I'll remind you over the next several weeks to prepare. And then that leads us into an I-Town Christmas 15 identical Christmas Eve services that you can be a part of. It will be a ton of fun, just like every year. If you've never been a part of an I-Town Christmas, it is, oh, so much fun. We have an opener. We have Christmas carols. I have a message from God's word. We light candles, take communion, the whole thing. And it's a great event for the family. But it's also an incredibly evangelistic event. Bring your friends and family who are far from God. It's the time of year where people are a little bit softer to those types of things. They'll say yes, and we'll see hundreds of people come to faith in Christ. Free tickets are available on December 1st. I'll tell you more about how this works as it approaches. But what that means is you get tickets for the service you'd like to attend, which gets you in the door earlier. So it doesn't guarantee you a seat if you show up late, because 10 minutes before every service, we open the doors to everybody. But those pre-reserved tickets that are completely free get you in the door early to make sure that we have capacity for you and your family so you get the seats that you like, and we would love for you to come and be a part of it. It's an amazing, amazing time of year. We got a lot to do from now until the end of the year, and I'm very, very excited about it. In Matthew chapter 5, I want to encourage you with a little vision today. In verse 14, Jesus said, "You are the world's light, a city on a hill glowing in the night for all to see." So read this with me. Don't hide your light. Come on, read it again. Don't hide your light. One more time. Don't hide your light. It's time for us to stop pretending like we are just good moral people and start standing up and saying, Jesus is the answer. He is the light of the world. He is the hope for all humanity. There is no such thing as an undercover Christian. Don't hide your light. Stop trying to be an undercover agent. God doesn't need those and doesn't want those. He wants you to be bold and to be strong, not offensive. He's not called you to make a point. He's called you to make a difference. And there's a difference between the two. We need to stop hiding our light. There is influence that God has given us. So he says, "Let your light shine for all, that they could see your good deeds glow so that they'll praise your Father in heaven." Couple of things before we move on I want you to see. He said, "Let your light shine for everybody." That doesn't mean that you just let your light shine when you're around your Christian friends or when you're in your echo chamber, when you're at church, when you're around people that you know agree with you. He says, "Let your light shine for everybody, for the enemies of your soul, for the people who can't stand you, for the people who say that they hate you. Let it shine for them as well. Let it shine for everybody." But the way that you do that is not in what you say. He didn't say, get good speeches together, make good presentations, make sure your Facebook post really makes the point with a lot of supporting arguments, because that's never changed anybody in the history of mankind, just so you know. He said, it's not about what you say, it's about what you do. Let them see your lifestyle. Let them see how you serve others. Let them see how you clothe the poor. Let them see how you pray for people. Let them see how you treat your spouse and how you raise your kids and how you handle your money. And their conclusion will be, there must really be a God. There's a life that God has called us to live to influence the world around us. And there's no doubt that America's culture has drifted far from God. And we need a course correction. We have to begin to make an impact in the world around us as the body of Christ. That's why I believe our word for the year as a church is the word stand. It's time for us to stand up for what is right, speak the truth in love, and begin to make a difference in the world around us. Today I want to talk to you about how that should take place. Back in 1975, there's two guys, Lauren Cunningham and Bill Bright, founder of YWAM and Campus Crusade. They were dear friends in the Lord. And they had a breakfast scheduled together. The night before that breakfast, the Lord spoke to Lauren Cunningham about how there are institutions or places, streams of influence within culture. In fact, there were seven of them the Lord showed him. And God told him, if you can impact these seven streams for the glory of God, if Christians could shine God's light in those seven areas, that reformation would come, transformation would come, that culture could be saved. He was super excited about this revelation, and he sat down with his dear friend the next morning to share with Bill what the Lord had showed him. And Bill said, "Lauren, you'd never believe what God showed me last night. The Holy Spirit began to speak to me about seven different avenues that we could impact culture, seven different streams." And Lauren reached into his pocket and pulled out his list, and they compared the two lists, and they were identical. Seven different ways that we can impact the world around us. Dr. John Maxwell has now adopted this philosophy in his ministry called Equip, and it goes into other countries and strategically impacts these seven areas to strengthen culture and turn it towards the Lord. And I believe God has called all of us in different ways to impact some of these streams. I want to show them to you today and talk about how you and I can be a light in these different arenas of life. The first one, as you might guess, is the body of Christ, the church. I believe the church should have influence in life. I think what we do here should be impacting how you live and how you treat your family and how you handle your finances. This should have influence. And truly, in a godly nation, everything in culture should flow downstream from the principles of God's word. I'm not saying the church ought to organizationally be in charge of anything really besides the church, but I am saying that the principles of God's word, the foundation of what we believe, the things that we talk about in the pulpit should permeate every area of culture for our nation to be healthy. And that's one of the reasons why our nation was extremely blessed when it was founded, because that was the founding principle of this nation, no matter who tries to rewrite history. In Matthew chapter 16, in verse 18, the Bible says, I tell you that you are Peter. This is Jesus speaking. And on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. This is the very first time the word church is ever used in human history, and it was used by our Savior. Jesus called us the church. And that word church was the Greek word ekklesia, and it means a gathering of citizens, people that are called out from their homes, a collection of people from a nation or state. Well, we are, the Bible says, citizens of heaven. What I want you to see here is that when Jesus created the church, he never intended it to be an organization or an institution. He always intended for it to be a movement of people rallied around the simple message that the tomb is empty, Jesus is alive, it's the good news of the gospel, you don't have to pay the price for your sins because he came to set you free. That's the movement that we rally around, the message that we have, and it should permeate everything in our lives and everything in culture. As we continue to reach people, I want you to know that you are a part of it because Jesus said, I will build my church. That means that what's happening here is by Jesus's direction. He is personally involved in crafting what's happening at iTown because he's personally involved in building his church. So that means you're not here on accident. You're here because God has a mission for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says, all of you together are one body of Christ, but each one of you are separate and necessary. Every person here has unique gifts and talents. You have a unique story, and you have a unique gifting, a group of people that you're called to reach, and I want you to know that you are necessary. Don't ever let the devil tell you, well, they could do it without you. What does your serving matter? What does your giving matter? It's insignificant. You're damaged goods. You don't really speak that great. You don't really have that many distinguishable gifts, and the devil loves to try to convince us that we're unnecessary. Yeah. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Bible says that you are separate and necessary. So I want you to know that collectively together, we have a mission to reach the world for Jesus. And it's going to take every one of us using our unique gifts, engaging in the mission that God has given us for us to be successful. And by God's grace, he has moved in incredible ways. I believe that we're living in the middle of a move of God, and I'm honored to get to be a part of it as our church continues to grow. Let me tell you a couple of things we're going to do along these lines to help our church continue to grow. The first one is about this message, and definitely this time last year, I told you that we were dreaming and planning on expanding our Olson Farms, this building, this facility, and opening up more seats. Well, we've done tons of civil studies and engineering studies, and unfortunately, with the size of property that we have here, we can't get the size of auditorium that would make the economic investment make sense, because we just can't add that many seats because we're a little bit landlocked with the amount of property that we have. Now, we are adding parking to our existing plan because I'm sure some of you are really tired of parking on the grass and we have really full services or on a first Wednesday because we're already at parking capacity issues. And so we're working on that because heels in the grass is just, I know it's a first world problem, but we're in the first world and that's still a problem. So we're going to get some asphalt for everybody that would like to attend with the seats that we have. But in order for us to expand this building, we'd have to do something crazy like a parking garage, and nobody wants to fool with that. And so we're leaning into the campus model. The campus model is already working very successfully in Bluffton. To God be the glory. We're very excited and love our Bluffton church family. For those of you that are unfamiliar, let me tell you how it works. You have live worship from a worship team, and then you have a campus pastor that oversees the ministry and even hosts the stage, and then you have the teaching streamed live through video to the campus. And I know some of you are like, well, I just have to be where Dave's at. The reality is half of you in the room aren't even looking at me right now. You're looking over there, over there. Let's be honest. They're all video campuses. Ain't none of you looking at me, and so it doesn't matter where I'm at. All that matters is Jesus is there and the presence of God moves. Amen, everybody? And so, praise to God be the glory. We know this model works because we are seeing it work in our own church and it works in churches across the country. So here's a couple of things that we're doing since we know we can't expand the seats here. That doesn't mean we're going to stop reaching people. We'll do anything short of sin to win God's lost kids. Always has been, always will be our primary focus. And so we purchased a campus down on 96 and Hague. We are now calling that our Academy campus. We're very excited about it. We have a launch team meeting December 5th at 5 p.m. Maybe you're from that area, or maybe you're looking for an opportunity to have a huge impact. Man, we need an entire team there, people to rock babies and park cars and greet people and ushers and production teams. We need the whole gamut of roles that are active here on the weekend. And so we would love for you to, maybe that's your next step. Jump in the game and help us out. Come to the launch team meeting. We're praying that we can launch that campus sometime in early 2022, early this next year, January, hopefully. But we're working on renovating the campus to bring it up to our standards and look and feel of iTown. And I don't know if you've heard of this little thing called COVID, but it means that there are no supplies and no workers. And so iTown has already been faster than culture. And now Kate and I feel like we just beat our heads against the wall all day long. So we're going to pray that God gives us grace and buy some football helmets, and we'll be fine in Jesus' name. We're working as fast as we can. As soon as we get that place renovated, it will be up and running. To God be the glory. And then we have our Bluffton campus. It's still in the high school. We are breaking ground in early 2022 for that brand new facility. Praise God for that. It's going to be incredible. We're almost finished with the civil plans, and the building that we're planning to build will seat somewhere between 500 and 700 people, but it's an exact replica of this building, just shrunken down in size. We'll have a state-of-the-art cafe, first-class classrooms, a wonderful worship facility. It's going to be an awesome place to continue reaching people in Wells County for the glory of God. We're very, very excited about that for our Bluffton Church family. And then we are also looking for land. And we're praying about places that we can continue to grow in the greater Indianapolis area and beyond. And right now we're kind of focusing on that northwest field, Highway 31 corridor, for 30-some acres of land to build a beautiful state-of-the-art facility that's similar to this, where we can grow another campus. It's about 30, 40 minutes away from here, so we feel like that's enough of a barrier to reach a whole nother group of people for the glory of God. And some of you can be a part of that launch team as we make those plans. If you drive from that area, it's going to be incredibly exciting. Now, with all of that, the reality still is that studies say about 52% of the population, if doesn't have another catalyst, will never on their own darken the door of a church. So if all we do is focus on weekend services, then we are telling 52% of our community, y'all can go to hell. We don't care about you. And the truth is, Jesus came for everybody. Jesus came to seek and to save all that was lost. And so we have to go out into that world and to begin to influence the other six streams where God has given us influence. And the second area that they identified as a stream of influence in culture is education. And education, no doubt, has a dramatic impact on our culture and on our children and on our future, which is why we prayed during the 21 days of prayer that God would bring revival to our schools, that God would move in a supernatural way. We're praying that our educational system would return to education away from indoctrination in Jesus' name. We don't need them to teach our kids what to think. We need to teach how to think. And so we need to transform the educational system. And some of you are called in that arena. Some of you are teachers and your counselors, and maybe your children are in that system. And we are cheering you on and praying that God brings reformation and change in Jesus' name, because we need revival in our schools. While at the same time, we felt called of God as a part of the mission of iTown to actually step into this space, because we have been on a journey in our own family of how to educate our children. Because for some of you, you feel equipped and great that that's the right environment for them, and we support you. But for our family, we were just like, you know what? They're going to have their whole lives to stand up for what they believe in and to be a light. We feel like in these impressionable years, we don't want those voices in their life. We want to protect them, and we want to train them in the way that they should go, so when they're old, they won't depart from it. And that journey of figuring out the education for our own children, I believe, has created a ministry that I'm praying ministers to your children as well, which is why this year we launched our Connect Families ministry with the dream and goal of bringing family back, focusing on Christ-centered families and giving you time together again as a family. Psalm 133, our theme verse, is look at how good and pleasing it is when families live together as one. We're so fractured and so divided by our schedules and priorities. I think it's time for us to try and remember the value and the depth and the richness of family. I think this season of COVID kind of reminded us a lot of those needs. And so my precious wife has such an anointing and calling and gifting on her life in this arena. And I think that we're going to be able to step into this space and support you from the time your child is born all the way until they graduate to have a godly, Christ-centered environment, if you should choose to be a part of it, that would raise them in godly principles. And yes, they'll be able to read and write and do arithmetic, but more importantly, their souls will be headed to eternity because they will love Jesus with all their hearts because they've had a God-centered, Spirit-filled foundation. So there are many aspects to it. First of all, we have a daycare that we are going to rebrand as Connect Academy in January of 2022. That is at the campus on 96 in Haag, which is why we're calling it our Academy campus. And it is in the process of being changed over to the new system. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to be renovating all of the classrooms. And so that entire building is going to get a full makeover, and it will result in a state-of-the-art facility. It will rival the Goddards and the Primroses of our community as far as the quality of the rooms. They will be absolutely top-notch, I-Town excellence, first class. But more importantly, it will be a Christ-centered environment where your children will be loved on, prayed over, worshiped with. They'll have chapel. They'll have the love of God. All of the curriculum will infuse Jesus into everything. They'll have that God world, that biblical worldview for all of their education. So it'll be great for those of you that need full-time daycare, but it will also be wonderful for those of you that are looking for a top-notch preschool to give your kids that head start in education, but want a Christ-centered Christian education, because it can be Christian and it can be excellent at the very same time. And Kate is working very hard with her team to change all of that programming. It's going to be awesome. I'm very, very excited about it and would love for your kids to be involved if you feel called. And others of you, I want you to know that we will not take a dime of government money for anything that we're doing in education, because if they don't give us money, then they don't have a say. Praise God for that. Yeah. So the model is fine on its own, but some of you may be compelled to give towards that financially. You can give towards that in the vision offering to scholarship families, both for the daycare side and for the school side. That's Connect Classes. It's a homeschool assistance. It's professional tutoring. And I know all that probably seems a little bit intimidating, but it's a wonderful balance of you being in charge and in control of your child's education while having the support that you need to take the plunge. So our educators do all of the programming. They do all the lesson planning. They give all the tests and they create all the grades. But as parents, you're intimately involved in your child's education. And it gives you incredible flexibility as a family. And I know that may be a little uncertain. You're not sure how it works. First of all, I want you to know K through sixth grade here at this campus has openings in every grade. If you would like to enroll your kids in January, we can take them in January of 2022. And there's a place that you can go online on the website and fill out that information. Now, if you're just wanting some more information about how all of it works, we are going to have an info meeting tonight at 5 o'clock. Me and Kate will both personally be there, and she's going to help us understand what it means to navigate your kids through all of this and what the requirements are to make sure that they graduate and all those types of things. But this next school year, in the 2022-2023 year, we are going to expand all the way through 12th grade. So right now we have K through 6, but next year we are going to use the Academy campus and this campus as well, and we'll offer classes all the way through graduation, and we want to be able to make sure we take care of all of the children in all those grade levels. And so we'd love for you to get enrolled, love for you to be a part of it. We also need to hire a bunch of teachers. If you'd like to be a part of Connect Classes and you love the Lord and it feels like something the Lord's calling you to, then text Connect to 34620. We have a job fair on November 18th that's coming up. And if you text that number, you go to the website, fill out the interest form, then our team will reach out to you and schedule you a slot to be able to come in and interview. We want people who love Jesus with all their hearts and love education to be able to come alongside of our families and assist the parents in raising their children in a godly education. We're very excited about it. We think it's something that will literally change the landscape of Christian families and Christian homes. And I just want you to know there's a rigorous interview process because this is not a school for kids that have gotten kicked out of all the other schools. This is an opportunity for us to help educate and come alongside the families of our church. And there'll be other Christian families in our community that are part of other congregations that would like to be a part of it, and we're open to that. But mine and Kate's heart, her passion for this is just to come alongside of you. For those of you that feel like there's no hope or there's no assistant, I don't know exactly what to do with my kids. Well, this is a way that we can love you and help you to give them a godly environment, and we're excited about it. Our youth barn is also going to be a part of that ministry, and we'll have more details soon. But in January, you'll be able to sign up. If your kids are in distance learning, your high school kids can come here during the day, and we'll have tutors on site who are able to help them with their schooling. And then they can also have activities that are happening with the soccer field and the basketball court and the golf simulators and all the different things that are there, along with food in the cafe. And it'll just be a nice environment for them to have social and human and Christian interaction. And we would love for them to be a part of that as well. It's going to be awesome. Amen, everybody? We're excited. All right. Now, I have 2 minutes to give you the other six streams. The third one is family, as you might guess, and family influences culture, which is why family is under attack, and we want to do everything we can as a church to strengthen and support your family, whatever that looks like, but whether you're a single parent, a blended family, traditional family, we just want to remind all of us that God created the family and that God defined the family, and so nobody else gets to redefine what marriage is or what family looks like, and that's why the devil has got it under attack. We just want you to take advantage of everything we have and all the ministries of our circles and the weekend services and all the programming to strengthen your family the best we possibly can, because when families are strong, a nation thrives. But when the family unit disintegrates and becomes dependent on social programs and the government, the whole country falls apart, and we need to pray that God brings restoration and revival to the family. Amen? Number four is government. Government is a major influencer in culture. And some of you are called to government. We want you to be a part of creating change. We need change at the local level, at the state level, and at the national level. God needs to bring revival at every facet of government. And I just want you to know, I personally do not believe that that is a role that we are supposed to play as spiritual leaders. In fact, clearly in the Old Testament, God divided the responsibilities of governmental leadership and spiritual leadership between two different groups. So you had priests or prophets, and then you had kings and governmental leaders. And it's not until Jesus comes back and rules and reigns that the spiritual and the governmental will come under the leadership of one individual. Of course, the Antichrist will be a counterfeit to Jesus when he comes and tries to assume power here on earth. But we need to remember that God has called us in this spiritual lane. I'm not called to be a governmental leader, and yet there are governmental leaders. The Bible says they're servants of God. They're appointed by the Lord. And so we need to pray that God brings more Christ-centered, spirit-filled, strong and bold leaders into our government, and that he would empower and embolden those that are already there, that they would serve the principles of the kingdom of heaven. They would legislate in wisdom according to the righteousness of God's word. And we need to pray for those that will not bow their name to Jesus, that the Lord removes them in Jesus' name from power, and that we have revival in our nation. Some of you are called to go into that world, but here's the spiritual truth. Proverbs 29, when the godly are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in power, they groan. And I just want you to know the problems we have in our nation is because we have principles of the Antichrist at work in legislation. And as the body of Christ, we need to get on our knees and pray that God would turn this nation and that our leaders would stop attacking and undermining the principles of God's word. As long as we have revival in Washington and people that love the Lord and have good morals and biblical foundations leading our nation, we'll be fine. We'll be protected and we'll be blessed. But if we continue down this path of this agenda of the Antichrist, the disintegration of America will come. And I'm just telling you, America is not the kingdom of heaven. We're not trying to save America. We're trying to save people. But it would be a little more convenient if the government would get on the same page. Amen, everybody? It would help us. So we submit to our governing leaders, we pray for them until they violate the principles of God's word, and then we ignore them because we serve the name that's above every other name. We only bow our knee to one name, and his name is Jesus. Praise the Lord for that. The fifth area of influence is arts and entertainment. That's like sports and movies and music, and man, that has huge impact in our culture. And I'm thankful for great, strong spiritual leaders. We have, you know, the Indianapolis Colts, we have a lot of great godly men and women in that organization. We need to pray that they continue to stand for righteousness and that they win today in Jesus' name. Get back to even. Nothing preaches the gospel more like wins. Praise the Lord for that. Then our quarterback gets interviewed. Praise the Lord. We need that. I think it's holy and righteous to teach your kids that, hey, we cheer for Notre Dame football. It's just what we do. It'll develop character in you, I'm telling you. It's hard sometimes to be a Notre Dame fan. I know all you Purdue fans were wanting to be the spoiler makers, but y'all got doubled by Ohio State yesterday. Come on. You almost had me there for a moment, but when you get beat by double by Ohio State, that's it. You're out. We want to make a difference in this space, and so we're starting this brand new ministry called iTown Studios, which is going to continue to create original programming for our preschoolers, for our grade schoolers. We have a brand new show for fifth and sixth graders called The Flip Side that's just like Dude Perfect with all kinds of stunts and trick shots, but it preaches the gospel. And I love the Dude Perfect guys. You probably know they love the Lord with all their hearts. And we just want to create programming that are safe for our kids, that we can give to the body of Christ to be a blessing to the world around us. We want to continue to create more original programming. We're going to be in the process of designing brand new studios, so we have places to record worship music and albums for you to listen to and programming for our kids. We're very excited about it. I don't know if you know, we have a TV program. It's now reaching over 300,000 households every single week to the glory of God. Praise the Lord for that. And we're adding some brand new markets to the list. Evansville, Fort Wayne, Richmond, Dayton, and South Bend, everybody. Praise God for that. That's going to be exciting. To God be the glory. Hopefully we'll have campuses in every one of those cities as the Lord leads. And then I don't know if you know, but we have purchased a subscription for you to help influence your own family and media called Right Now Media. It's basically like a Christian version of Netflix. We've already paid the price for our congregation to have a membership. So if you don't have it downloaded, just go to the website, itownchurch.com/right now, and you can get that. The sixth area is business. We need leaders in business. I believe that God has called us to rise to the top and have influence in that realm and in that arena. God wants you to be blessed. Fill the earth, multiply, the Bible says. I think the spirit of entrepreneurship is kind of the Holy Spirit. You know, he gives us creative ideas. Following Christ is like starting a business. You step out in faith and you're not sure and you take risks, but then God is there supporting you every step of the way. And for those of you that are Christian entrepreneurs, don't be ashamed of your faith. Talk about what the Lord has done for you and don't be worried about how your employees respond. Provide a godly, Christ-centered environment and be a blessing to others. Create job opportunities, create wealth. That's what the Bible says God wants to do in us and through us. You could be a blessing to that world. The last one as we close, number seven, is media. That's television and news and internet. It's having an influence in the world around us. We need to pray. We've got some amazing, amazing anchors who love the Lord with all their heart, who go to our church, and they're God-fearing people. We need to pray that God brings more of those people to speak the truth. The reality is all of us are called to impact all these seven streams. As the body of Christ, I believe it's time for us to mobilize, to go into these different worlds and to be a light. Matthew 5 says, don't hide your light. Now is the time that the world needs us to stand up and to speak out. So church, let's get energized in this next season. Find a piece of this vision that resonates with you and let's take steps in our journey of faith to be who God has called us to be. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I want to pray before we go that God would energize you and help you clearly see the vision he has for your life of what your next step is. Maybe it's coming to an outreach project. Maybe it's coming to a Christmas Eve service and bringing that loved one that's far from God. Maybe it's to step out and give in the vision offering. Maybe that next step is to be a light in one of these streams that you're already planted in. God wants us to make a difference. I want to pray that he would give you the boldness and the wisdom and how to do it. But first, there are those of you who are here And for one reason or another today, you find yourself far from God. I want you to know he loves you more than you could possibly imagine. He is actively building his church, which means you're here on purpose so that you could hear how much he cares about you and how he wants to give you a brand new start in life. Today, if you open your heart to him, the Bible says he makes you a brand new person. And I would love to help you pray that prayer before we go. I'm not going to make you stand or come to the front. I'm not trying to embarrass you or single you out. I just want to connect you with Jesus. So if that's you all across the room, in Bluffton, even those in the correctional facility watching online, if you need to pray that prayer today, you say, Dave, I feel the Holy Spirit tugging at my heart. I know this is my moment. Would you lift your hand up high to say, I want to be counted in. Come on right now. Just put your hand up high. Say, Dave, that's me today. I'm ready. Yeah. Great job. That's incredible. All across the room, I'm proud of you. You can put your hands down. Here's what we'll do. I'm going to lead you in this simple prayer. You can pray it quietly in your heart. You just need to mean it. Just say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I repent of all my sin, and I surrender to you. Today, I make you my Lord. Fill me with your presence and with the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray. God, I thank you for every single person here and for the mission that you have for us. I thank you that we're all a separate and necessary part of the body of Christ. Help each and every one of us discover our gifts and take those next steps on the journey to become all you've called us to be. We thank you for the opportunity you've given us to be a light. Let it shine for all to see in all seven streams of influence. And God, we thank you that you're moving in a supernatural way in this nation. Bring revival. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said amen. Amen. Come on, church, would you celebrate with those who prayed that prayer today?
Thank you so much for joining iTown Church online today. We would love to have the chance to meet you and your family in person at one of our campuses. Or, of course, you can join us streaming live online this weekend. Now, for more details about times and locations and even some of our streaming options, you can go to itownchurch.com. I sure hope to see you soon. God bless.